You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you, Pam?
Oh, just fine. Just fine.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. I've got four kids, and they were all there, and a pile of grandkids, and lots of food and a lot of laughter. We had a real good time.
But isn't that what family memories are made out of?
Yes, yes.
Great. Well, let's talk about, we have to get a report also on bees. So I had some sad news.
Oh, yeah. We lost another one of the hives. And we think it might be because of the varroa mites. It was a very healthy hive, but if they sense that there are varroa mites in there, sometimes it's called abscond. And they just hightail it out of there, and you go, and they left all their honey behind.
Really?
Which was, we're grateful to them for that.
Well, tell us what those varroa...
The varroa mites, yeah. It's this tiny, tiny, tiny little mite, and it's relatively new.
We didn't used to have that. Does it fly around, or...?
Yeah, and it will come into the hives. It's a parasite, and it will... kills the bees, I guess.
Wow.
And you can find it in the little, you know, the cells where the babies are growing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll be in there, and so it's kind of hard to get them. And so you have to treat usually a couple times in a row. You get the living ones, and then you have to get the next batch that hatches along with the bees when they emerge. So, okay. And Steve's thinking maybe he's going to treat them a little bit earlier this year than he did this year.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
But it still leaves good honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we got so much this year. Now we've got more that sometime in December will spin out. Yeah, but he did last, I don't know if you remember, last winter, we lost some hives, yep, to those mean little shrews.
Shrews, yeah.
And they're so tiny, they could squeeze in. We put these mouse guards. It's a little grated piece, mm-hmm, of netting, you know, metal. Mm-hmm. And it's small enough holes that a mouse can't get through. But those shrews, they can get, wow, right through them. So now we have shrew guards in, which are even smaller than the mouse guards. And the unfortunate thing is that, I mean, the bees can get in and out, but it's a little bit tighter of a squeeze. So, mm-hmm, you hate having to do that. But so we haven't lost no sign of shrews this year, which is good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, we went up to Hackensack, mm-hmm, and got all these 5-gallon pails of this really nutritious,
yes,
nectar supplement.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, after there's nothing for them to get anymore. Well, once it gets freezing, though, you can't give them that because it would just freeze. And so he put what he calls them the winter covers on. It's a cover for the top of the hive, and it's insulated on the top, and then it's got some hard sugar kind of attached to it. And the bees now, they're going to be inside most of the time, kind of huddled up, keeping each other warm. Mm-hmm. And it creates a lot of warmth and humidity in there. And so it kind of softens that sugar, and then it's easy for them to access. So
now, do you have to feed them because you've taken the honey, which is what they normally live on? Or?
No, they have plenty of honey. But
okay.
Yeah. But what we don't want them to do is to have to use it up too early.
Okay.
So they will give them just enough to supplement because we don't want them to run out of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, they might not even need what we give them, but we do just to be sure. Yeah, we leave a bunch of honey there for them, which should be enough, but we don't want to take any chances.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep. So good. Boy, this is just a science. I'm amazed by it.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, real quickly, one final question is, so the ones that left because of the mites, mm-hmm, can you put like another hive somewhere and they would come to that?
And he does. He has, he calls them swarm traps.
Okay.
And there are little places that he puts nearby, and he puts lemongrass in it. They are attracted to that scent.
Okay.
And it's kind of a little... container that he feels, you know, would be attractive to him. And then the hope is that if they do swarm, they would maybe go there before someplace else.
Okay.
So, in fact, now that you mention it, I'm wondering if he has checked his swarm traps because he just found out.
You can
out.
Write it. Do you need a pen?
I have a pen right
and
here.
Some paper.
Swarm traps. Check them.
The honey-do list. To-do list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, let's talk real estate.
Oh, yeah, that too.
We need our Hastings update.
Yeah, well, when I printed it out today, I always do it as recently as I can, we're down to everything fitting on one page again. But, you know, it is a holiday weekend.
Okay.
And so there are no coming soons that are listed, and that would make sense.
Nestled in for the holidays.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily put it on this weekend. Oh, but people will be shopping between now and Christmas, that's for sure.
Yep.
And if you need to find a house, there are 37 houses on the active market right now in Hastings, which is not that bad, you know. Six of them, it looks like, have accepted some type of an offer, but they're still considered active. And then there's another 40 that have gone into pending or sold just in the last 30 days. So
oh, wow.
It's been still a very, very active market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was surprised one of my buyers got involved in a multiple listing, you know, very, very, very competitive. They offered, 25 more than the asking price and
wow.
still didn't get it. So
wow.
There are a few more of
so
those.
So that's still happening, not to the degree it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you've got a house that's underpriced, that's going to happen.
Okay.
And sometimes I have a hard time convincing my sellers that they want to maybe not way underprice it, but don't mm-hmm. shoot for the highest amount because you're still going to, you're better off if the buyers do go into multiples and then they raise the price up. Hmm. Rather than you trying to drag the price up yourself.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And the rates now, it's interesting. Last week at this time, they were at 3.25 for a 30-year conventional fixed loan. And when I looked at it today, the brand new one just came out. It was at 3.375. So, you know, they're still low, but I'm seeing them
mm-hmm.
creeping up just a bit. So I tell you, I know that it's winter is coming and it's going to be Christmas and January and everything. But if you are thinking of making a move, especially if you're thinking of buying, this still is a very, very good time to buy. I mean, in Hastings alone, we've got, if I subtract out the ones that have been spoken for, we've still got over 30 houses.
Wow.
And there are other houses I know that will be coming on market. I'm aware of some.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get more for your money as long as the interest rates are lower. So
right.
it's still a good time to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. My cell is 651-319-1298.
Okay, or they can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the B lady or Pam.
Yeah.
I was going to say earlier, too, if folks, if you want to purchase some really great honey that from the bees that we're talking about, right,
yeah.
you know, grown right here, produced right here in Cannon Falls, we're selling it here at the radio station
yeah,
for
yeah.
Pam. So,
yep.
I know we always buy a lot, and we just love it. It is
and
really
if you run
good.
Out, there's going to be more.
So, well, how about some listings this week?
I just want to let you know, I have a townhouse still. It's a one-level townhouse, beautiful, and the lower level is also furnished, beautiful, right here in Hastings. And I have a country property up it's Ham Lake.
Okay.
Which is north of
yeah.
here, but it's got a few acres, and the house is just like new, and it's got a garage that is, if you're a guy that's looking for a, you know, large, oversized garage, this is
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm.
So, and that one is both on the market. And I have a few other things that are coming on that I don't want to talk about on the air
okay.
yet, but
mm-hmm.
If you want to give me a call, we can see what you're looking for, and I can
okay.
see if it matches up.
And once again, quickly, that number?
651-319-1298.
There you go. Well, our topic of the week, walking through the purchase agreement, part five.
Well, remember, this purchase agreement is 12 pages long.
Right. So we've got, you know, that means that we've got, what, about 7 more weeks?
Actually, we'll wrap it up before then. In those first few pages, there's just a lot of decisions that you need to make, you know, when you're going to buy a house. And that's what you need your realtor to kind of help you walk through and to know even what you need to decide. And just to refresh, of course, you need to decide what you want to offer for the house. You want to offer list price. You want to go higher. You want to go lower.
Kind of what we talked about a little earlier.
Yeah, exactly. How much you have available to put down as earnest money. It's always good to put as much as you can. 2% is kind of the standard to think about.
Oh, okay.
Although, if you don't have 2%, I do a lot of offers with maybe $2,000 down, $1,000 down, occasionally even $500, but it's better to have a more generous amount. Shows you got more skin in the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You need to decide if there were any gray areas that you're really not sure about. If something, for example, is in the house, are they leaving it or not? You need to clarify some of those things. And what type of financing you're going to be using, that your lender will probably tell you, unless you go in cash. Is it conventional? If it's FHA, you know, and we talked more about those things. You can probably archive them if you wanted to find out more about those, or call me. You have to decide when your closing is going to be. And a lot of times I call the agent just to find out, you know, what do they prefer? And if you can match up to what they prefer, that always helps. And then decide, are you going to ask for help with buyer's closing costs and if you're going to be doing an inspection? So those were some of the things that we talked about already. And moving right along, did we talk about the seller contributing to the buyer's closing costs? I think we did.
Okay.
Sometimes the buyer doesn't have a lot of cash, or they want to hang on to their cash for improvements after the afterward or something.
Okay.
And you might want to bump your purchase price up just a hair to cover the cost of your buyer's closing costs. You end up rolling it into the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just offer the list price and you ask for your seller to contribute $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, that subtracts from their profit. So you have to keep that in mind if you're asking for that.
Yeah, and if you're in a multiple bidding situation, that may not be the best tactic to take.
No. Yeah, and in speaking of multiple bidding situations, something else that we've run into, and that's next year on the purchase agreement, is the decision about if you're going to have an inspection or not. And the two condos that have sold recently did not ask for an inspection contingency. Okay. I'm a little bit more comfortable doing that.
I was going to say that surprises me, especially because what a way to, you know, make sure things are the way they seem to be.
Yeah, although you'd just be surprised at how many went without an inspection during the real competitive time.
I was going to say, is that something new because of the competition?
Yes, yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, in the situation of a condo, it's a much more limited space, and I often will suggest getting a home warranty. Maybe I help with it, you know, and that'll protect you. Mm. Or if you're a seller, it'll protect the buyer for that first year if there was something that they didn't see because of the inspection. But you need to make that decision, and usually you have it done within 7 to 10 days. That would be pretty typical. I just had an inspection that was done. It was out of town. And we ended up having to extend the inspection period a couple days just because there were multiple people that had to sign on it, and we just couldn't get everything done. So we extended that period. But usually you try to get that done, you know, within a week, no more than 2 weeks usually. And, you know, when you're having the inspection, it's kind of a funny thing because it always says seller does or does not agree to allow buyer to perform intrusive testing or inspections. And what that means is if during your inspection you drill a hole in the wall or you rip up the carpet or you do something very intrusive to really check out the house, you really have to put it back the way it was to begin with. So, very rarely is that done. But it's kind of, I always get a kick out of it. It's on the...
Wow. Who would ever think of that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you do have the right to push out that... whatever that entrance into the attic and look at, and sometimes it's been painted closed.
Open, yeah,
because it's an important part of the inspection. So
okay,
the sellers are supposed to allow you to do that.
Okay,
no matter what, yeah,
yeah, and that shouldn't be sealed anyway, should it?
No,
those
but
attic
a lot of
access.
Times it gets painted.
Yes,
closed.
Yes,
yeah,
yep.
Or over the years, you know.
Right.
I can always tell when I'm walking in a house if somebody has poked their head up in there because yeah, well,
sure.
Not only that, but there will be, like, little pieces of insulation on
okay.
the ground. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never thought of it. All just those little things.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's why you have to have a good realtor
yes.
working with you, because we know all those little things.
Mm-hmm.
Just one more piece of it here that I'll mention then, if we've got time, right?
Yes.
For another
yeah.
thing. Okay.
Yep.
One of the things that has to be determined, and this is really a big deal, is if you have a house that you have to sell before you can buy this new house.
Yep.
And there are three categories. One of them is, yeah, I've got a house that we own and I've got to get it ready and got to get it on market. And that's the least desirable situation if you're buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because the seller looks at it and goes, oh, because that's kind of a risky thing, you know. Are they really going to have it ready? And usually you say, you know, I'll have it on the market within 3 days or 7 days or whatever. And then you've really got to scurry around and get it ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the boxes. And then the buyer is kind of taking, or the seller is taking a little bit of a risk when you do that, because they don't know for positive if you're going to be able to sell your house.
Yes.
And so sometimes the buyer's agent will say, or the seller's agent will say, okay, I want to see that house. I want to know mm-hmm. where it is. What are you listing it at? And do whatever homework you can to find out if you think it's a saleable house, you know. Or sometimes you may come to make an offer, but you've already sold your house, but your close date is December 30th.
Sure.
And so you just have to sell your house. That's a little bit more desirable.
Okay.
But the very most desirable situation is when you say, I don't have anything to sell. I've got
cash.
The money now. We don't have to worry. And, even if you're financing it, if you don't have anything that you have to sell, it's called a non-contingent offer.
Okay.
That's the best situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have a house to sell, I can put you together with somebody that can talk to you about doing like a bridge loan or something that allows you to buy before you've sold.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, Pam, we've run out of time. One more time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Pam, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun, as usual.
Yeah, and it goes so fast.
It does. It does. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, the Bee Lady, Pam Collins. And if you'd like to get a hold of Pam again, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or you can call your Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.